Alaska.
Oh, thanks for having us.
So you guys have a new record coming out?
We do. We do.
And it's called Flinch.
Mm-hmm.
You guys recorded it yourself?
Yeah, we it's all a do-it-yourself kind of project. And
how do you spell do-it-yourself?
Don't ask me because I just messed it up beforehand.
DIY.
Yeah, we end up recording it all in our space, and we did that initially with our first EP, and we track everything live on the floor, except for maybe some vocals, which we overdub, and there's our record. It's pretty organic. It's been a real fun process. I don't know. I mean, that's how I've always done it, and so you know, it feels pretty good.
And how many records? As Fidel.
As Fidel, I think this is number two.
We
released one earlier last year, so.
Cool.
This year. I can't remember. This year, last year.
Well, we had four that we did last year.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And then we did a single, but then we just pushed them together.
The double EP.
Yeah. Oh,
at least you didn't have to have it pressed, right?
That's right. That's right.
So you guys are playing at O'Brien's on the 23rd of December.
That's right.
And that's the release show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they can find it on Bandcamp right now, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Where is it? FidelRocks.bandcamp.com?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Okay. So we're going to listen to a few tracks, then we can come back and get some more info from you.
Sounds good.
So the first one's going to be 17, right? This is my first day on the job, so you got to...
Either one, that or back in front.
Yeah.
All right, so here is 17.
Stop in a line.
Rock and roll ending, Fidel, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Here's some more. All right. WMFO, Medford. That was just some more Fidel. We're back with Jim and Mark.
What's up, man?
How's it going? So that was your double EP.
Yes, the double EP.
All right. So, you guys, you're talking to me while we're listening to the songs. You've been in a bunch of bands.
Sure.
And you got some stories. Anything good about, like, okay, what was your favorite venue? It doesn't have to be your best show, but maybe the best staff. Maybe the best door guy, maybe the best sound or something, or just the best time.
You go first on this one. I got to think about this.
I know what my favorite room to see a show and play a show is. It's definitely the Lizard Lounge.
Yeah?
I've had a love affair with that place forever.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like hanging out in a friend's basement, you know? Like,
I can see that.
Totally.
It's
totally,
just super
yeah.
comfy.
It is a comfy place.
Yeah,
Although the mirror weirds me out a little bit, you know, across the bar.
See, I wish you could get really loud in there. I would love to get really loud in there.
You can. It just doesn't go too well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, see, that's, I don't know.
I hear you. I don't know. I think my favorite place, and I'm going to go back a couple of years because we were just talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
I think my favorite place, because it was my first place I played in Boston, was The Rat. And my first show at The Rat, I didn't know what I was expecting. I think I might have been 19 or 20 years old. And that going down those back steps and loading your stuff in and just not really understanding what you're getting yourself into. In your first show, you kind of, you know, you got that nervous
energy. Yeah, super nerves, yeah.
Super nerves, but you're super excited and you're, you know, you're young. And so you're young, dumb, and excited. And, you know, the world's a possibility, you know, the possibility. I think... Who did we open for? I think we opened for this local band called Pimp Carriage. I don't know if you...
I don't know them, no.
They're from way back, and I think another band named Scamper might have been on the bill.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They came out in ninja suits, and that was pretty awesome, too. Yeah.
No, we didn't do that. We dressed up as priests once, but no ninja suits.
No ninja suits. Maybe that's what we should do on the 23rd. You
priests?
Know, over to
ninja
Brian's.
Suits? What?
priests and or ninja suits, you know.
Power Rangers?
There you go.
I don't know about Power Rangers, but, you know... I'm really looking forward to, you know, kind of diving into another place I haven't played in Boston. So Brian's down in Austin there. Never played that place. We're going to be playing there on the 23rd.
They got new sound, awesome staff, door staff, sound staff.
Doesn't matter
who's working any of the spots. Everybody there is great.
That seems like it's becoming the place
to
play.
They have an awesome show there every night, no matter what you're looking for.
Really?
Super heavy shows, in between shows, punk, rock and roll, rockabilly, whatever it is. They have a few bookers. Ryan the Terrible is one of them, and he does. He used to do Charlie's.
Okay.
He does Great Scott as well.
Oh, but, very cool.
Yeah, Ryan's who I was in touch with for. Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
For our next show. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Super, super awesome guy.
Yep.
And he loves animals too, which is great. And I heard he makes a great vegan hot dog.
Really?
Yep. He just had a vegan hot dog extravaganza at Winter Hill Brewery.
All right. Well, we're gonna have to ask him about this.
Yeah, they do have regular hot dogs there.
Oh, they do?
At O'Brien's, yeah. They got one of those rollers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I ate at least three of them.
What's your record over there?
Three. Yeah.
Okay.
They used to have homemade pickles, too. They don't have that anymore.
Okay. I'm going to try to eat six after our show. See how I do. We'll come back and talk.
Okay.
If I'm still alive.
Yeah. Who are you guys playing with?
Oh, yeah. It's Brian George is opening,
yep,
I think.
Brian George is our opener.
Then Lady Pilot.
Yep.
And us, and then a band from Nashua called Towns.
Towns, all right.
Yeah, it should be a fun show.
Yeah, it should be a good night.
I think we're all power trios except for one more. Is
except
that right?
For the opener, except for Brian.
Yeah, all power trios. So
cool.
Should be kind of fun, you know. When you have a group of bands that are all kind of got a similar kind of lineup, you know, drums, guitars, bass, you know, there's a chemistry that's involved that's, you know, it's pretty awesome. Everybody kind of gets each other's struggles in terms of
exactly
trying to fill out
it's
the
like
sound
oh
and
well
stuff.
So-and-so is the jerk tonight. You know, it's like,
I wasn't quite thinking that, but
so-and-so showed up late or so you guys gonna have a backline? You guys gonna get that stuff started?
We should probably start
those.
It's about a month away. Come on.
Yeah. I know. We gotta get our stuff together. Usually when we do a backline or something like that, I'm happy to offer up my drums for the night, just leave them there,
that
park them on stage.
Very gracious of you.
Well, nobody hits them as, you know, harder than I do. So,
I only offer up my cords. That's it. You can use my cords, not my amp.
No, you don't. You can't let anybody do that.
He leaves his shoes up on stage.
Yeah.
You can use my slippers.
Yeah, my bunny slippers. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I'll nail them to the stage. You just stay right there.
Cool, man. So the 23rd at O'Brien's.
Yes.
You guys are going to have your EP release, or both of them are coming out.
Double
EP release.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to hand out some download cards from CD Baby.
Nice.
Cool.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Provided I get
them. So you guys are on all the platforms?
To be determined when that actually happens.
Cool.
And hopefully by the 23rd.
But you are on Bandcamp.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely a Bandcamp.
And it's Fidel.
Fidel Rocks.
Yeah,
Fidel Rocks.
Bandcamp.com, and you can also find us on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
I always forget about Facebook.
Yes,
you
know? Everybody's favorite.
What book?
What's this book?
The Lifeblood.
The Lifeblood of the New Generation.
Cool. Well, appreciate you guys coming in.
I'm going to play some
more tunes. If you guys want to stick around, we can talk more. If you got somewhere to be, you can do that. But
we'll hang out, man.
All right, cool.
Let's play some tunes.
Right now, we're going to play... Come and Gone, Lucky United. Good friend Jen Lombardi in Providence. She's playing at Nick Knees on, where is that? I believe it's the 9th of December. She's got a good group of friends down there. So you may dig this. I hope you do.
Surely will when it is that my time has come. Reading to take a chance on secondhand romance. Ready to take a chance. I remember it well, that roach motel on the outskirts of this bastard town. With the curtains drawn and a cold gray dawn, we drank pink champagne from paper cups. And then you left a lipstick kiss on a napkin with a phone number and a phony name. Said it's been a pleasure, took the money on the dresser, and then you walked on out that door. Then I saw the Virgin Mary and a water stain buried in the ceiling, weeping gray water tears. And made a full confession to my nickel 57. So when a bullet in the chamber and fired, waiting to take a chance on secondhand romance. Russian roulette's true test. Oh, but you're gone, long gone. When I saw you that day beneath the overpass, baby, on the arm of another man, I admit I saw red, maybe lost my head when I heard thunder from a clear blue sky and left a bloody crater with the bullet from the chamber of the gun that wouldn't kill me. Like a kiss from Cupid's arrow, then watched you spasm in the shadows as the light left your upturned eyes. Waiting to take a chance on secondhand romance. Requiescat in pace, cause you're gone, long gone. And the rain.
WMFO, Medford. Listen to On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Doug. I'm here with the guys from Fidel. We got Jim and Mark, drums and bass. I'm going to give a little rundown. That was just Jess Jacobs. Jess Jacobs. She was in Band Without Hands. Some of her solo stuff. I really dig it. And then at the start of that set was Four Point Restraints. That is Four Point Restraints. That's one of their new songs off of Vicious Circle, O Rose of May. And then we had the Sick Pills, who are coming out with a new record on Friday down at the Poor Farm in New Bedford. Go check that out. And the start of that set was Lucky United, and it's the 7th at Nick and E's that Lucky United that Jen Lombardi will be playing. So, guys, we're talking music. When's the next show?
After the 23rd.
After the 23rd.
It's the 24th of February, right?
Possibly, maybe. Yeah.
Am I?
I think that hasn't all been totally.
That has
down
okay.
Yet.
Then I strike that from the record. I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right.
So we're not exactly sure.
Cool. So we're talking about different types of music. You know, we just listened to Jess Jacobs' Panic.
Yeah, that was a super cool track.
Yeah.
Super, super cool.
She's one of those people that can kind of do pretty much anything. Computer nerd and guitar weirdo. So.
It's a nice mix.
I really totally. Like that kind of stuff. What is the last local show that you saw that kind of floored you?
Last local show.
It doesn't have to be recent, but it does. You know, when was the last time you saw a local band on stage? Who was it? Where was it? And why did it floor you? Did it make you want to play more? Did it make you want to quit? Did it make you want to drink more? What do you think?
Well, considering everybody's plays better than I do. It just seems like, you know, anytime I see a local drummer here killing it, it's just, you know, it makes me want to not throw down the sticks, but really like get into it a little bit and be like, all right, this is super cool. I think the one of the shows that I thought was pretty tremendous was maybe about a year ago. I went to go see Loveless when they all came back.
Yeah.
And that was just something else, and that was just musicianship on that stage. That was like on another level.
And where was that?
That was over. I'm going to call it Harper's Ferry, but it's not called Harper's Ferry anymore.
Brighton Music Hall,
and that was super cool to see. That was pretty special. I'd never seen them before, and I thought that was pretty good. I think another one would be, I think the Susan Constant. I don't know if you know those guys. They're a local band. They're more power pop.
Yeah,
those guys throw a tremendous show as well. Just super, super, super good. And a couple of buddies of mine just put out a record too. And I didn't catch their release show, but it was out this year. And Joel and those guys from The Fatal Flaw also. Now that's like super local. If you go to see a band, like see a power pop show, and I'm pretty much a power pop guy.
Yeah.
You know, if you see Susan Constant and then you see The Fatal Flaw like in on the same bill, it's pretty awesome.
Oh
yeah, I would definitely be there. They're great guys. You know, both bands are super cool people, and they're both excellent on stage. Just fantastic to see.
What about you, Mark?
I have to plug.
Did I steal your Loveless show?
I have to throw it out to my boys in the Rationale. Still, I know I bring them up all the time.
Oh man!
Oh, yeah. Dude!
They're one of those bands that it's like, oh, okay. And you go to get a beer, and you turn around, and you're like, where am I?
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Where's this music coming from? And they're all really, really nice people too.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. It'd be a great band. It'd be a big jerk. Those guys are just sweethearts.
Dude, they practice down the hall from us over in Charlestown, and we'll go by on a break and we'll knock on the door, you know, do a little, and they always invite us in, and we all kind of, you know,
yeah, and then they feed us
shoot the
drinks.
Breeze a little bit.
Nice. Those are the best kind of friends.
Yeah, so it's always good. And we used to play with those guys when I played in Butterknife a long, long time ago. So super, super guy. Yeah, I can't believe I didn't think of that.
I try to catch them as often as I can.
Yeah,
pretty
exactly.
much. So I mean,
yeah. And with them, it doesn't matter the setup either.
Yeah, totally.
It could be David with just the guitar.
Yep.
And it's still this wall of just, I don't know. It's I don't want to call it pop. It's just really sweet, sweet music. I don't know.
Totally.
The adjectives are leaving my brain at this point. But
I don't know if you know this band out of New Bedford. I just caught on to them. They've been around for a long time. They're called the Wilhelm Scream.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, those guys, they came up on a radio, like one of those little like shuffle things. I was just listening to something. Those guys blew me off this planet.
You should see them live.
I can't wait till they come back around again. Those guys are awesome.
I think they are coming around.
I hope so.
Are they doing... I don't want to say it. I think maybe they're part of the... either the Deck the Halls, the Street Dogs.
Really?
Wreck the Halls, rather. I think they're part of that, and I think
I'll have to go check that out.
I think they're opening one of those nights, I think.
Yeah, there's a record that's really special. You know, I went down, I heard that first song, and I dug down into their catalog. I think it's from 2005. It's like, I don't want to say it's like The Reckoner or whatever that record that came out in 2005, 2007. Ruiner, maybe?
Yeah.
That record is really pretty awesome. I don't know how they play that fast, slow down, stop, you know, do a somersault, and then keep going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the same ferocity. Oh, yeah. Man. And it's, but with the ferociousness, there's this pop element to it that just blows me away.
That really, really, I don't want to say like, but melodic.
Oh, it's totally melodic. Yeah. Totally melodic.
But, yeah, cool. Well, we're going to play a few more tunes. You guys can stick around if you like. Right now, we're going to do some Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. They've got a 3-day residency at Oberon starting tomorrow. They're doing Something Strange. It's a tribute to the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nice.
Oh, nice. We were talking about these guys before.
These guys. This was going to be one of the shows that I would say like local show. I saw them at the Sinclair, and it was just absolutely.
Was it nutty?
Just balls to the wall. Just. Everybody's just waving back and forth. It's
that's fun.
The music is great. The musicianship is even better, and they're just again very, very sweet and open people. So
let's hear this track.
Okay,
man.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford.
I'm a living off monkey's
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
It's WMFO's annual fundraising drive, and we'd like to ask you to support Freeform Community Radio with a 100% tax-deductible donation. You'll be helping to bring an incredibly wide variety of music, social commentary, live local bands, alternative politics, and other high-quality programming to the airwaves. Plus, all your donations are completely tax-deductible, and a gift of $10 or more will get you WMFO goodies in return. So please donate online at donate.wmfo.org or send a check to WMFO, Attention Donations, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Mass. 02155. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, fall's coming and it's cold again. It's just one more year that's coming wet. One more year and I'm still nowhere. But just looking back on the time we spent, baby left last week, can't seem to cry. Couldn't keep her happy, all I try. Send her best credit people with them right of friends. I love you, girl, but that's the end. Well, now she's gone. Can't seem to cry, guess I'll get by. She's gone. I can't hold your hand, I can't call your name. I said I love you, girl, but it ain't the same. She left before the sun come up. She kicked my dog, stole my truck. And just one more girl who done me wrong. Just one more Sunday morning song. Well, now she's gone. Can't seem to cry, guess I'll get by. She's gone. Do when you just don't know what you're gonna say. Make me change my ways. Could you cope with this hell that you're in to remind yourself of better days? Fall is coming and it's raining again, and the leaves are brown and they on the ground. And I love the way that you talk to me, but I hate the way that you sound right now. Well, now she's gone. I can't seem to cry, I guess I'll get by. She's gone.
With Fidel, that was Fidel. You just heard. Ain't got all night.
That's right.
Because we don't.
We don't.
We don't. We gotta go home.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Well, it was really nice having you guys on here.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
And CD release, double EP release.
That's right.
Is gonna be at O'Brien's.
Yes.
On December 23rd.
December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
So you can get your stocking stuffers, right?
That's right.
Download cards of the new records.
That's right.
You can put maybe, maybe some Christmas cookies, I don't know.
That's right.
Ooh.
Wait a second. Will those go well with the hot dogs there?
Yes.
Ooh.
Christmas cookies maybe and hot dogs?
Make a bun out of the cookies.
You could do like a hot dog sundae buffet.
Like pigs in a blanket and like a sugar cookie?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow. That sounds great.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, my stomach just kind of flopped a little bit. Jeez Louise.
Well, thanks for having us on.
Yes, yeah, thanks for coming on. Really digging the music.
Well, thanks.
And you guys sent your CDs here. Anybody
we
else?
Did.
Anybody else listening? You can send your CDs to WMFO, Attention, Joel Simchez, or On the Town with Mikey D, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Mass., 02155. You can find On the Town with Mikey D on Facebook as well. You can also email OTT@sonicenhancement.com. And, you know, I got a lot of people sending me stuff just via Facebook. It's great to see all the band camps and find out where you're doing your stuff from. But I'm only one of the DJs that does On the Town with Mikey D. So if you send it to the station, there will be other people that will do it. It's not just me. I'm the new guy. I've got one night a month. So there are several other very talented people that will be here spinning local music just for you. So send it. Just send it. How much does a stamp cost you? I don't know.
It's a forever stamp now.
A forever stamp.
Forever stamp.
Oh, whoa.
That's right.
Sounds kind of gross. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I think it lasts forever. You can use it on multiple letters.
Can never get rid of it.
Oh.
That's right.
Does it still taste? Do you still get that cool glue taste or no?
I don't know.
They're all stickers.
I'll let you know.
Oh, they're on stickers. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So much for that.
Snabba Revan Frezen Eva. All right, guys. Well, it was great having you on.
It was excellent to be here.
I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate it.
Good to see you. Be safe. Have a happy new year.
That's right.
Have a good release show.
Likewise.
And be safe. I already said that. Stay warm. How's that?
I like stay warm.
Stay warm, too.
Okay.
And double
makes
EP.
Me feel cozy.
Double EP, yeah.
Double EP will keep you nice and warm, too. Listen to all that face-melting rock.
There you go. All right, go find Fidel. O'Brien's
find us.
The 23rd. And they're online as well at Bandcamp. Fidel Rock, right?
Fidel Rocks.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm losing it.
Or is it Rock? Is it Fidel Rock?
I don't know. Just put Fidel in the search.
Yeah. Somebody Google it. Okay, so we're going to play some Thrust Club, and I'm going to come right back and tell you what you just heard. All right. WMFO On the Town with Mikey D in Medford.